good Monday morning to you. It is time now for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and your hosts, W.K. and Ken Boyce.
Good morning, everyone.
And good morning. It's good that you're listening to us this morning here on The Life You've Always Wanted on KWTO, 560 AM. Keep watching the Ozarks. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, W.K., and good morning, Ken.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Y'all have had a rather lively show this morning. Going all up in 9 o'clock hour and getting into religion and politics, and then I guess the emergency management leader coming in right after that, that may have been a good thing.
May have needed that.
And actually, we may want to have Ryan come back into studio. Some of the areas we may go into today, we may need some more emergency management people here. But good morning to everyone. It is absolutely a gorgeous day outside. As we're always talking, we're talking about the life you've always wanted. That's what we all strive for. We desire it. We want this life. We have this concept of what the ultimate life would be if everything were perfect, what we would want to have, from kids to spouses to job to financial status, whatever the case may be. How do we achieve those things? What's realistic? What's not? And so every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we could sit here and discuss the life we've always wanted. This is brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Springfield MFI is here in Springfield, Missouri. Springfield Marriage and Family Institute offers professional counseling with Christian values for real-life solutions to all of Southwest Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and a few of the other surrounding states as well. People come in to achieve the life they've always wanted. So if you or your family or your friends, you know someone that's really hurting right now that could benefit, to get some help, don't wait. As you've heard us talk so many times, time is the one thing we do not have to waste. We're all given a certain amount of it, and once it's over, it's done. So many times we see our friends, we see our own families, we've seen our parents, we've seen even down to our grandkids struggle in their marriages, struggle in their lives, struggle with parenting, sometimes just struggling with loss. It's amazing to be married 50 or 60 years, and now your best friend, your spouse is gone, and to try to get through that. No one understands it until you've been through it. But sometimes we need extra help to be able to understand how to get through it. If any of these things are sounding familiar, and any of them should, whether it's in our own life or one of our best friends' lives, there's help available. How do we help them? So many times we just sit there, we don't know. Tell them about the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Give them our web address, springfieldmfi.com. It's a great resource that allows them to take initiative on their own. You can give them the phone number to the office there at 882-6767. 882-6767. This is an incredible resource, an incredible opportunity to help people. And the one comment that everyone makes as they're going out is, wow, this isn't what I expected. So forget any preconceived notions, what you think it is. This is a way to achieve the life you've always wanted. And we do this at an individual level, on a family level, couples, from kids as little as 3 to 5, all the way up to those in mid-80s right now. Everyone's looking for the life they've always wanted. And by talking to people who understand systems and understand families and understand how things go on, the small amount of time it takes to be able to talk with WK or talk with Marty or Leslie there in the office, that little bit of time investment makes a huge return on investment in life. And that's what it's all about. Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we also do a lot of seminars. And some of these are real small, intimate gatherings, all the way up to large seminars and marriage and family retreats around the area. So if you want to find out more about us in that way, if you want WK to come out and speak, whether it's at your church or your business or things like that, give us a call, 882-6767. Also, a lot of this information is online at springfieldmfi.com. So take a look, springfieldmfi.com. One of the things we've got coming up this week also is a continuation of Coffee with WK. Now, this is a great chance. It's an intimate setting over at Churchill's Coffee House on Republic Road, 1604 East Republic Road, every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. We talk about a wide variety of things. The previous weeks, we've talked about parenting. We've talked about emptying the nest, those that are getting the kids out. And now we're faced with the kids are gone. Who am I and who are we now? That's a major change in life, and people don't really think about it until all of a sudden it happens. But we've talked about these things. We've talked about being single. You know, there's nothing wrong with being single. Matter of fact, it has some advantages. This week, though, this Thursday, you're going to want to be there. This Thursday, we're talking about empowered living. These are the secrets of the creation matrix. And this is awesome. Everyone that's come through, this is the most requested topic to go back and go over. Did you know we are in the matrix? Whether we recognize it or not, the matrix is around us. I know a lot of you are thinking the movie Matrix. Boy, you're not far off on some of this. The systems and things that are in life, and there is a matrix there, and it is the key to empowered living. You can take the creation matrix and lay it over your job. Lay it over your family. Lay it over your retirement. Whatever part of life you're in, and it immediately clarifies what's going on. And we're going to be discovering, we're going to be unlocking the secrets of this matrix. It is empowered living to the max, and it is absolutely incredible. So join us there. If you would, give us a call. Let us know you're coming. That way we know how much seating to be able to reserve there at Churchill's. Right now, we're up at the front of the Churchill's there on Republic Road. But if you would, give us a call at 882-6767 to let us know you're coming, or go to springfieldmfi.com, and there's a poster on the homepage there. Just click on that, and there's registration right there. This Thursday at Churchill's, it's Coffee with WK, Empowered Living, The Secrets of the Creation Matrix. So please join us there. I tell you, it is just so much going on this morning, and we're still cranking right along. Talking about Springfield MFI also. Springfield MFI is your resource, and we want you to enjoy that. As marketing director there, I get to watch the stats. I get to watch where things are coming in. We've had over 33 different countries going to the website, listening to the radio program. 33 different countries.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, someone up in the United Kingdom, Dan, listened to 60 shows, or 60 times, going through the shows and stuff like that up in the UK over the weekend. It was absolutely incredible. So people are out there getting it. For those that are out in the United Kingdom and were listening to that, we just want to say hello and thank you for listening. And for all those that are listening, thanks. This is for you. This is the reason we do the show. I have some friends in St. Louis now. I want to say hi to them.
Absolutely.
Amy, and to the rest of the crew in St. Louis, hello. Thanks for listening. I got to talk with Amy. Amy's with the AT&T Yellow Pages. She's one of the reps there. And we got in some pretty good negotiations and stuff, but Amy was always there, always professional, willing to go the extra mile. Just want to be able to say hi to her, and thanks for all the hard work that she did, and hello to the crew that's with her. So for those in St. Louis, hello. And please continue to spread the word. It's exciting. It is absolutely an incredible time to be alive, to be looking around. And, of course, this morning talking about politics and religion, and I know Morning Line had that, and with the Pope's visit coming in. But also, the past few weeks, we've been discussing these things in our life, of how they make real, legitimate differences in our life, and what these concepts mean. So join us as we continue those thoughts. That brings me to the quote of the day. These are always fun. I love the quote of the day. Politics is supposed to be the second oldest profession. I've come to realize that it bears very close resemblance to the first.
All right.
The author is unknown on that, but
I'm going to ask you who you were quoting there.
Author unknown, but I thought it was pretty poignant.
You know, we've been talking a lot about family systems the past several weeks, wanting to help people understand that all that we do is in the context of our family. All of us are born into a family of some kind. To know that our values, our beliefs, even our emotions are based in our family system and what we were taught growing up and how we were taught to respond growing up and how we were taught not to respond growing up. What we could or couldn't say, what we could or couldn't do. And to some extent, for most of us, for a great majority of people, our parents tried their best. Our parents really tried their best to teach us right from wrong, to teach us how to have good character, a good moral base, and to do the things that are right, regardless of what other people think. Because those behaviors are based upon principle. Based upon principle. This is something that Ken and I have been talking about on the program. We talk about it off the program. these are things that we're watching and seeing. And again, you know, in the news this morning, there's another high school student in Columbia, South Carolina.
I hadn't heard this.
A 16-year-old high school student that was arrested for what authorities said was a plan to carry out a Columbine-inspired attack.
Another one. Incredible.
Yeah, this is a 16-year-old sophomore. Not only are the authorities saying this, they say the parents are the one who contacted them because he had 10 pounds of ammonium nitrate sent to his house.
He wasn't doing a Columbine. That's a bomb.
That's more like Oklahoma City. He had been writing in a journal for over a year, admiring the two kids at Columbine who carried out that attack.
Mm.
And police said, this is an academic achiever. This young man is highly intelligent. But they said he's a very angry young man.
But that gets to the question everyone's asking right now, and it's one that you probably understand more than anyone. Why? Why? Everyone's sitting there going, What in the world, and why is this going on? Why did this happen to this kid? Why would he do this?
Yeah.
If you'd like to join us in studio, our phone number is 862-9977. 862-9977. If you're outside the area or you're listening via the web, give us a call on our dime at 800-375-0056. If you're out there listening in the car, you're driving to and from place of business or from home back to work, and you're about to get out of the car, you're like, I don't want to turn it off. Don't worry about it. Go online, go into springfieldmfi.com when you get in your computer, and there's a radio show link. That is a live link during the show.
Yes.
So for KWTO, we're connect right onto the stream, click that, and you can continue listening to the show live. But again, if you'd like to give us a call here in studio, 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056, or *56 if you're on your Altel cell phone. If you're a little hesitant to call into the show, there's two ways also you can contact us. If you want to talk to someone personally, give WK a call or just set up a time to speak with him at our office. Phone number there is 882-6767. 882-6767. If you have a question or comment for WK, go to the website on the radio page or the radio archive page at springfieldmfi.com. Mm-hmm. There's Ask WK. All you do is simply fill it out. Type in your question. It goes straight to the email. So if you have questions or comments, Ask WK is a new thing for you. So give us a call. Let us know.
Absolutely. I'd love to hear from you.
But why?
What causes these kids to do this? You know, and that's really a question that a lot of people are asking, is that these kids have got to be somehow mentally defective. They've got to somehow, even though they're very intelligent, very smart, that there's some type of mental illness going on in this child. And what I want everyone to understand is that this child lives in a home. This child lives in relationships with his parents and with his extended family. And that there are patterns in every family, that there are relationships in every family that are effective or non-effective. Or they're effective to some extent and not effective to a greater extent. And what I want us as parents and grandparents to understand is that behaviors are always a reflection of what's going on in the family. Now, did we hear that? I'm not saying that each individual is not responsible for their behavior. I am. That's exactly what I am saying. That each of us are accountable for whatever we choose to say or do. We are accountable to an authority in our life. Each of us are. Each of us. But as children are growing up, children reflect back in their behaviors, what's going on. They're acting out what's going on primarily within the family.
And we talked about this, that we don't live in a vacuum, which is part of what family systems is all about, is being able to discuss and discern what happened four generations ago is affecting me now.
Right.
And what I'm doing right now will affect my grandkids, great-grandkids, and great-great-grandkids. But one thing that you said, and it reminds me of what we talked about in the office, especially with counseling children, is that children are a barometer of what's going on in the home.
Very much so, yes. They're a great barometer. You have children that are bouncing off the walls. You have children that are acting out. You have children that their behavior has been good up to a point that all of a sudden this child has changed into somebody you don't even know. A lot of times, if you watch that child, you understand that that child is acting out the tension, the anxiety, the emotionality in the marriage or in the parent or the parents. Children, they may not, especially when they're very young, can't verbalize a lot of what they feel, but they act it out. And that's true all the way up through our teenage years. Many times we can't verbalize the stress, the anxiety, the emotionality that we feel as a teenager. So we act it out. And we have to go back to those three needs, those three greatest needs, our core needs that each of us have in our life, is to be understood for who we are, for how God has made us to be accepted unconditionally, not on the basis of how well we perform or do anything, but that we're here and that we're acceptable just as we are. Number three, to be valued more than the whole world by the most significant people in our life, and that begins with our parents, grandparents. And as we grow up and become adults, those are our best friends, our spouse, that we look to have those needs met. And we've got to have those needs met. We've got to. And if those needs are being met, then we feel connected to, bonded with those people. And we feel a sense of security, a sense of safety, a sense of hope. And we have relationship with that person or with those people. If those needs are not being met, or to the extent that they're not being met, then we feel disconnected from and a lack of bonding with those people. We do not experience relationship with those people. And we don't feel safe. We don't feel secure. We don't feel stable. But as a child, we don't know what to do with that many times. That's the reason why it's so important for us as parents to know that we, as authority in our children's lives, that they are accountable to us as that authority. But as authority, we're the ones who set the boundaries. We're the ones who provide the structure and provide the responsibilities, define the responsibilities for our children. In other words, it's rules. We provide rules for our children. But in providing the rules, it always has to be, they always have to be in the context of relationship. Always. Because rules without relationship results in rebellion. Rules in the context of relationship results in respect for both the authority and themselves. Okay? Now, that is absolutely how it has to be. And there's a lot of parents today who have the old cliche, do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, regardless of how I relate to you. Or, I don't care what you do, just stay out of my way. There's a lot of that going on today, too. And then all of a sudden, parents are surprised when these children are acting out, some in ways that are just annoying or frustrating or upsetting to parents, but in some ways, just like this teenager in South Carolina.
It's very destructive.
Very destructive way. Yeah.
If part of what WK just said, talking about rules and respect or rules and rebellion, the boundaries, if part of that was almost eye-opening, you went, wow, I hadn't thought about that. Then this Thursday night, Coffee with WK at 7 to 9 at Churchill, 1604 East Republic Road is where you want to be. Because WK just let you in on a little bit, just a small part, of what is the creation matrix. And that time right there where it was just attention getting is part of the matrix. So come join us. It's a little more informal. You actually get to sit down and talk with WK one-on-one as well with everyone else there. And so a great time. But if that struck you and caused you to think for a moment, to look back at our own kids, to look back at our own life, then you've now seen part of the matrix. So join us this Thursday, 7 to 9, at Churchill's on Republic Road.
Yeah, you know, how much time are we as parents spending with our kids? How much time are we relating with our children? How much time are we really studying who these children are that we brought into the world? How much time are we allowing them to get to know us? How much time do we spend doing that? I know people are busy today. You know, we're all busy. And I don't care how long we live or whether we're new parents, parents of teenagers, parents of empty nests, or if we're grandparents, our lives are still busy. But we have to do what's important. Our lives have to be filled with the important instead of the urgent. And we must spend time with our children at whatever age they are, getting to know them, but also allowing them to get to know us as parents. One of the things that's very important is for us to share our stories with them, for us to share the stories of our growing up and what we experienced and how we learned consequences and how we handled consequences. Allow them to see how, as we are experiencing things in our lives today, how we're handling that. Kids are great observers. And they are observing us either overtly or covertly. And if we are a part of that and we're encouraging them to observe our lives and to model, that we're modeling for them the kinds of behaviors that we want in their life, then that's a very powerful model Okay? But they're learning something from us, regardless of what we say we want to teach them. But if we tell our children, we want you to live according to what is right, and do what is right, and that there are principles, there are morals for behavior that's right, regardless of what people may say or do. And if we're teaching them to hear these things and to see these things modeled in their own life, and we allow them to think through and process for themselves what these principles are and what these values and these behaviors are, choosing these behaviors, then we're empowering them to live effective lives. We're empowering them to individuate. Let me give you two words. Individuate as a person, that is, become a more whole individual. But we're also allowing them to differentiate. Differentiate, that is, see themselves as other than us. In that way that they're buying, or that they're taking ownership of those principles and of those behaviors, and choosing to do what's right.
Now, what happens when someone can't do that? What are the effects?
If someone cannot individuate and differentiate,
yes,
then what we have is a situation called enmeshment. Enmeshment, where children are just enmeshed with parents emotionally. They swallow the parents' anger. They swallow the parents' frustrations. They swallow the parents' attitudes. And they take them in themselves without ever thinking about and choosing them. And they become fused with the parents.
So how does that manifest itself in real life?
In destructive behaviors.
Such as?
Well, there's two extremes. One is the teenager in South Carolina. That can be that type of behavior. Another is that they become totally dependent on someone else and become very clingy and become very needy people and refuse to make choices and decisions for themselves, lack initiative, lack drive, lack motivation, and refuse to achieve or to succeed in their life, believing they can't do it. So we have to empower our children to become individuals and to become other than we are. And we do that by teaching them to do that.
We're coming up here on the bottom half of the hour break. Stick around. Matter of fact, call a friend and tell them, hey, this is incredible. You got to listen to WK. Give us a call, 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056. But stick around for the second half of the show. We'll be back.
Hi, this is WK Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m., where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real-life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
And you're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And your hosts are WK and Ken Boyce. We're back with the second half of the show.
And good morning, Dan. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the second half of The Life You've Always Wanted here on KWTO. We're talking about how children are to grow up and become individuals and how they're to differentiate, how they're to become set apart, or what the scriptures talk about, how they leave father and mother to join to a wife or to take up their own life and become accountable, having the authority for their own life, and having accountability for that life. As they become of legal age and a mature age, then they go out into their life. And there's a lot of freedom, a lot of choice with that. But if they have never become an individual growing up, if they've never differentiated and never been set apart from the family that they grew up in, then they're not really whole adults. I've seen many five-year-old people in 35-year-old bodies. There are so many, especially young men today, phenomenon in our country that young men are continuing to live at home until 35, 40 years of age because they refuse to grow up. The movie with Matthew McConaughey, Failure to Launch, that movie was about that very phenomenon. But we need to grow our children, to grow them up, and we need to grow ourselves out of a job as far as parenting and to empower our children to do what's right. You know, I'm going to tell you something, parents. As parents and grandparents, the truth is what helps people grow up and mature. Holding our kids accountable to truth, holding ourselves accountable to truth, and the boundaries and the responsibilities of truth that structure provides in our life is what matures us. It helps grow us up, and it helps our children to grow up. Let me give you two quotes. One is by Edward Wilson, who was an author and a biologist. And Edward Wilson says, "Choose a goal that seems right for you and strive to be the best, however hard the path. Aim high, behave honorably. Prepare to be alone at times and to endure failure. Persist. The world needs all you can give." Okay? Let me give you a second quote. This person said, "Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, vision cleared, ambition inspired, and success achieved." That's a great quote. That's by Helen Keller. Helen Keller, she struggled so much just to survive in this world. But she learned how to become her own person, how to individuate, and to become a whole person. As our children grow up and we're teaching them truth, we're teaching them principles, we are holding them accountable to truth, as we're holding ourselves accountable to truth and to authority, then they see that they're able to grow up. And that's how they develop character. That's how they learn what the principles are, and they follow the principles no matter how hard it gets. No matter how hard it gets. You know, someone said, I don't know who wrote this, but says, "People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. Or if you're kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you're honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway." You see, in the final analysis, it's between you and God. It never was between you and them anyway. These are principles that an individual lives by. These are principles that an individual builds their life upon. And it differentiates them from other people. And this is what we need more of in this country and around this world. We've got so much groupthink going on in our society and other countries and other cultures where everybody has to think the same thing and feel the same way and want the same things and do the same things and react the same way. You know?
Mob rule.
That's mob rule. That's chaos. That's chaos. And we need individuals who are able to think clearly. And the truth does that. Authority does that in our life. So we need to be teaching our children these principles. Let me give you a story. Compare the 16-year-old student in Columbia, South Carolina, that was arrested for planning a Columbine-type killing in his school. Paul Faulkner, who was with Abilene Christian University for many years and with the Marriage Enrichment Weekend seminars for many years, told a true story. He gave a true account of a story of a family in Arkansas, down here in Arkansas, where a 16-year-old boy walked into a bank one day and he wanted to cash a check for $50,000 on his father's account. And the banker, the teller, looked at the check and looked at the boy and says, "Are you sure you can do this?" And the boy said, "Sure, I'm sure." And the teller said, I got to check this out. And so I went to the bank manager, and the bank manager looked at him, came over to the boy and says, "Son, does your dad know that you've written a check on his account?" He said, "Sure he knows." And the bank manager still wasn't sure about it, so they called the bank owner. Called the bank owner in. The bank owner came over and he said, "That's a lot of money, son. Are you sure that your dad knows that you're writing a check for $50,000 on his account?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, I've got to call your dad. I can't do this. I've got to call your dad and talk to him." So got a hold of the dad. And the dad told the bank owner, says, "You cash a check for my son of any amount that he writes. Because whatever amount he writes is the amount that he needs. You see, I've raised my son to be responsible. And I know that he's buying cattle for me today. And so whatever amount of check that he's written, you cash it. To have that kind of faith, that kind of trust in a 16-year-old son is phenomenal. But the father had raised this boy from the time he was young to the 16 years of age to be accountable, to know what accountability is, and to be responsible. And so this 16-year-old boy walked in, had that $50,000 check, and knowing that his father would approve it, because he and his father had a great relationship. But they trusted each other, and they learned from each other. And we can learn from that family. You see, parents, that's the type of parenting I'm talking about, is parenting our children so that we trust them and they trust us. That we know they're responsible because they know we're responsible. And we can trust them. We're fulfilling those needs that they have growing up. And we're teaching them authority and right and wrong and morality and boundaries and responsibility. Because those things determine the depth of relationship we can have with a person, with our child, and that they can have with us. So that young man has a tremendous future ahead of him. Real story.
So which 16-year-old are we raising?
That's the question. That's what we have to look at as parents and be honest with ourselves. And that's the reason I'm saying, how much time are we really spending with our kids? How much time are we allowing them to get to see us and know us and to know what's going on in our life and to see what's modeled for them? Are we aware of what we're modeling for them? Are we modeling for them a style of parenting that says, ignore your kids except when there's a crisis? Are we modeling for them a style of parenting that says, give your children everything that they want, but never what they need? Are we modeling for them a style of parenting that says, I love you, and I'm so glad you're born into our family, and I cannot think about not having you in our family, and I want to give you what you need, even though sometimes you may not like that, but I'm going to hold you accountable to the truth as I'm accountable to the truth. And I'm going to hold you responsible for your behavior like I'm held responsible for my behavior. You see, we choose the style of parenting. And if we didn't have the style of parenting growing up that I'm talking about, we can learn how to do that. We can still learn how to do that. And we can still develop with our children the relationship that they need in their life with parents. If we've never had that kind of relationship, we can still develop a healthy, effective relationship. But we have to learn how to do that. And so, what are we teaching? What are we teaching? If you have 16-year-old children in your home today, do you know where your children are? If they walked into a bank and wanted to cash a check for $100 on your account, would you trust them? Do you have the kind of relationship with them that they know you and you know them? And they trust you and you trust them? Because they're becoming an individual. They're becoming an adult in every sense of the word.
If you'd like to give us a call here in studio, 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056. Do you have an example like that? Can you think of someone, do you think of a young person right now that has their head on that straight? You know, they don't get celebrated much in the news.
You know, when's the last time you heard something like that in the news?
In any news. I don't care whether it's the local paper or the local church bulletin. But that's what we ought to be striving for. So how do we achieve that? What if our lives growing up, we had no example of how to do this? Boy, that's hard to change on your own.
Uh-huh.
How do you do that? We don't know what we don't know. The only thing we have is the desire to have something better than we had and to give our kids something better than we had. Now, how do we do that? You call someone such as WK, Leslie, Marty, in our office. There are people that are professionally trained who have spent a lifetime studying good families as well as bad, dysfunctional families. and can model for you and can help you model for your children and help give you the knowledge you need to be able to make those decisions. It's out there. And with a small investment of time, it makes a major return over generations. Do not take that one lightly. We have the resources there. If we have the drive, then we need to take responsibility and take action. Put action to what we know needs to be the truth.
Hey, you know, Wayne Dyer, a motivational writer, said, "You're not stuck where you are unless you decide to be." So it goes right along with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Make a phone call. There are resources available too. Men and women, moms and dads, to become better parents, more effective parents.
And you give us a call, 882-6767. If this is a friend that you have and they're always asking you, what am I going to do? My kid's bouncing off the wall. I don't know what to do. Then you help them by saying, talk to someone who knows what they're doing. Give them the number to Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, 882-6767. Give them the website and tell them, I want you to talk to them, and I'll be praying for you. I'll be there to support you. I'll be anything I can. But there's also certain things that we as friends cannot do. There are certain things we as ministers in our churches that's beyond what we're capable of handling, capable of being trained for. We have to be able to say, I can't do this. I know my boundaries. I know my limits. I have the heart, the desire, and the emotion. I want to help. But the best way sometimes to help is to refer them on and to make sure that they get the help they need. You may want to come have me fix your car, but I don't know the first thing about a transmission. I could drop it out of the car and onto the ground. That's about the limit of what I could do.
Yeah, and you love cars.
I love cars.
Yeah.
And I'd want to help. But the best thing I can do is send you to a transmission mechanic. There's no difference.
And this is what we've always talked about also, is that this is not about blaming anybody. It's not about blame. It's about learning how to do things more effectively.
No, this show is the life you've always wanted. How do we achieve this? And how do we stop something like this 16-year-old kid in West Virginia, was it?
In South Carolina.
South Carolina? Yeah. How do we stop that from ever happening, from ever getting to that point? To where we're not asking why, because the reason why is the fact that there isn't an authority, there isn't an accountability, there was something that was not taught. And we're seeing the evidence of that now. So this is to achieve the life we've always wanted. And our friends and family to achieve what they're capable of, our kids to achieve what they are capable of, to the fullest. That's an incredible thing.
That's a wonderful thing. You know, and to not be blamed for how we've done it, whether it's parenting or marriage or in an individual single life. You know, it's not about condemning and blame. It's a matter of learning how to do this better, because we can all learn how to live life more effectively. We are all learning how to do it better. No matter how we were raised, we can always learn to do things better. As Ken says, we don't know what we don't know. That's the reason we need to evaluate and use critical discernment, critical inner judgment in our life, and really evaluate how effectively we're living in this life. How effectively are we meeting needs, our needs, and meeting the needs of others? Now, effective living isn't just about having our own needs met. Effective living, truly effectively living in this world, is learning how to meet the needs of other people. And so, it's not about blame, it's not about criticism, it's not a matter of condemning, but it's a matter of exploring and learning how to do this better in your life.
In this case, if you want something done right, do it yourself. When it comes to your life, it is your call. You have to take action. And sometimes the action we take may not necessarily get the result we want, but we still must take action. Every time. If you're joining us late, coming up here at the top of the hour, coming to the end of the show, if you like, go back to springfieldmfi.com. springfieldmfi.com, click on the radio archive. This will be archived there later on tonight or tomorrow. Be able to listen to the show, listen to any show that we've done prior. If you have a friend that's in need, send them this via the link through the email. You can go over there, click this, cut and paste, and there you go. Send it right to them. But we want to achieve the life we've always wanted. We want our friends and family to do that as well. Again, this is brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute.
professional counseling based on Christian values for real life solutions. Real life solutions. And that's what we want. Join us this Thursday for Coffee with WK at 1604 East Republic Road at Church Hills. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the Creation Matrix. And part of what WK has talked about this morning is giving you just a tease of what the Creation Matrix is and the empowerment that comes from it. So join us there this Thursday from 7 to 9 at Church Hills on East Republic Road. If you have a question or comment for WK, go to the radio page at springfieldmfi.com and ask WK is there. Fill in a question, send it right to him. He'll answer any of them that come through.
I was going to say, I have been answering them.
Yeah, that's true. As we get to the end, quote by George Washington, "Be courteous to all, but intimate with few, and let those few be well tried before you give them your confidence." That's great advice for friends or marriage. Remember, it's your life.
And it's your choice.
Make it a great one.